This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Deuwa and Chair Dahal hold a meeting at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. Discussion on MCC to be held in today's House of Representatives meeting and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson to chair emergency Cobra meeting. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuwa and Chairperson of the CPN Maoist Centre, Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda, held a meeting today. During the meeting held at the official residence of the Prime Minister at Balwatar, Prime Minister Deuwa urged Chair Dahal to extend their support at discussions on US aid project Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact are about to start in the House of Representatives today. Prime Minister Deuwa's Press Chief Govinda Pariyar said that Prime Minister Deuwa requested Chair Dahal to help pass the MCC Compact. Discussion will be held on the US aid project Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact in today's meeting of the House of Representatives. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Dilinda Prasad Badu would present the annual report of the Office of the Attorney General 2077-78 Bikram Sambat in today's meeting. General discussion would be held on MCC in today's meeting as the government tabled the MCC Compact in the Parliament on Sunday. Efforts are underway among the ruling coalition to make a common view on the MCC. Nepali Congress leader Ramchandra Paudel has said the ruling coalition can break if Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda and Madhav Kumar Nepal did not lend tangible support in endorsing the Millennium Challenge Corporation Compact. At a press conference organized by Press Union Tanahu at Damoli today, he made it clear that Nepali Congress was not in favor of keeping the coalition intact if the CPN Maoist Center and CPN Unified Socialists did not provide support in endorsing the MCC Compact. Leader Paudel asked coalition partners to not think that the coalition would remain intact by foiling MCC Compact. A person was electrocuted at Dakneswari Municipality 9, Patthargada in Saptari last night. Police informed a local Mahadev Yadav was electrocuted. He got electric shocks while supplying water to his newly constructed house from a nearby pond through water lifting motor. Deputy Superintendent of Police Madhav Prasad Kafle said Yadav was critically injured after electric shocks died on the way to Chinnamasta Hospital in Rasbidas. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. The division said light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Karnali province and Sudhir Pasim province and at few parts of hilly regions of the rest of the province. There are chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high mountainous region. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is about to chair an emergency government Cobra meeting, Downing Street says, before making a statement to the House of Commons later today. The committee will meet at 7:30 GMT to discuss the UK's response to the horrific attacks. The Prime Minister is also expected to join a call with G7 leaders. Johnson has already said Vladimir Putin has chosen a path of bloodshed and destruction with his attack on Ukraine and that the UK and its allies would respond decisively. Russian President Vladimir Putin announces a military operation in Ukraine's Donbas region. He urges Ukrainian soldiers in eastern Ukraine to lay down weapons and return to their homes. Putin warns that Moscow's response will be instant if anyone tries to take on Russia. Ukraine's foreign minister accuses Russia of starting a full-scale war and urges the UN to do everything possible to stop it. US President Joe Biden vows that the world will hold Russia accountable, predicting a major loss of life. Biden will address Americans on Thursday about the consequences he said Russia will face. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky earlier said an invasion could be the beginning of a big war on the European continent. In a late-night address to the nation, he had vowed, "We will defend ourselves in the event of an attack." According to a new UN report, extreme wildfires are said to become more frequent, increasing by around 50% by the end of this century. The report finds there an elevated risk in the Arctic and other regions previously unaffected by fires. Researchers said that rising temperatures and changes to the way we use land will drive the increase. The new study calls for a radical reallocation of financial resources from fighting fires to prevention. The scientists from the UN Environment Programme say that large fires that burn for weeks are already becoming hotter and burning longer in many parts of the planet where wildfires have always occurred. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Deuva and Chair Dahal hold a meeting at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. Discussion on MCC to be held in today's House of Representatives meeting and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson to chair emergency COBRA meeting. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.